In some parts of the country, vast windmill farms spread out along miles of fields or desert. The power from these wind turbines is transmitted to cities at a high cost in energy and dollars. In Chicago, some designers developed a way to generate wind power closer to the customers by putting turbines right on top of skyscrapers. Mayor Richard Daley seems to like the idea. He pledged to make Chicago the greenest city in the country by 2010. From Chicago Public Radio, Robbie Harris reports this move just might give new meaning to the Windy City's nickname.
Even though the story goes that Chicago got its famous nickname from the hot air of its politicians, there's still plenty of actual wind here, certainly enough for Bill Becker. Becker teaches industrial design at the University of Illinois and has been tinkering with windmills for years. He thinks the time is right for Chicago to take advantage of its natural gift.
Part of the reason I think the term Windy City stuck, sure it was for the politicians, but I think almost everybody I know has been somewhere been knocked down by the winds in Chicago.
But the idea of capturing wind to generate power inside the nation's third largest city is daunting. No one wants to see another tower go up. They're noisy, and they pose a danger to birds. And the common propeller-type windmills have been known to toss a blade on occasion. Not a big problem on a rural wind farm, but potentially catastrophic above crowded city streets. Still, industrial designer Bill Becker thinks there is a way to do it safely and economically.
We're making it out of this clear plastic.
In the workshop at UIC, Becker and some of his students are building their third prototype of something they call an aeroturbine. 10 feet long and about 3 feet wide, it looks much like one of those spinning decorations you see hanging on someone's front porch. It's based on a 19th century design by Finnish inventor S.J. Savonius, known as the S-Rotor. Instead of freestanding windmills, Becker wants to put turbines like these on the roofs of existing tall buildings and encase them in frames of solar panels.
So you get sun and wind on the same footprint on the rooftop.
Becker is testing aeroturbines in a constant 3 to 4 mile an hour wind. That's the wind speed generated each day in the exchange between the urban heat island and Lake Michigan. All cities near large bodies of water get this effect. Rural windmill farms need much higher wind speeds for propellers to generate power. In his workshop, Becker flips on 5 consumer model window fans, what he calls a poor man's wind tunnel.
Watch out for your hair.
The wind gauge reads 4 miles an hour, easily enough to spin the turbine. The effect is strangely beautiful. Rob Schulman, an industrial design major working on the project, says that's important too.
I believe it has a fantastic amount of potential to create a whole new kind of architecture that looks like it's alive and living with the undulating blades and everything. And it appears to me from the research I've been doing just in the last few days about the kind of architecture that seems to be emerging, where you have lots of poles and structures and exposed cabling and other structural elements like that, that the system could fit into there beautifully and it could be integrated into the building architecture itself instead of being a strap-on, add-on, afterthought.
Professor Becker plans to continue testing the aeroturbine before going public. But the city of Chicago is in the market now for energy from renewable sources. In May, Mayor Richard Daley pledged that by the year 2010, Chicago will buy 1/5 of its power from so-called green sources. City Environment Commissioner Bill Abelt says deregulation made that possible.
So last year, along with nearly 50 other mayors from throughout the region, the mayor stepped up and said, we are going to go out into the marketplace and we're going to buy power. And when we buy that power, we want 3 things. We want power that is cheaper, we want power that is cleaner, and we want power that is developed close to home.
The company that won that contract from Chicago was not some alternative energy upstart, but the city's main conventional supplier, the beleaguered Commonwealth Edison. The mayor says he wants to see at least 1/2 the green energy under this contract ultimately come from wind power. To industrial designer Bill Becker, who built his first windmill more than 20 years ago with a grant from the Jimmy Carter administration, this is clearly a whole new world.
A lot of us kind of gave up at one point. Now we have a governor that's for green development. We have a mayor who wants the city of Chicago to be the green city of the future. It's inspiring to other cities. Other people are looking at this as a way to follow Chicago.
So look for aeroturbines on top of a handful of Chicago buildings in the near future. Becker plans to test them on rooftops at 4 area colleges as early as next spring. For NPR News, I'm Robbie Harris in Chicago.